morning. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. Time to wake up. Boy, have we got a great show for you today. I'm Gary Zimak. I'm going to tell you more about it. But first, let's kick it off as we do each day with prayer. Today, we'll pray St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, that's a great prayer. Sometimes we'll pray these prayers. We don't really pay attention to the words, but the reason we use this one so much on Spirit in the Morning and on Holy Spirit Radio, you'll hear it on other programs as well, is because we believe in the power of the Holy Spirit here. We depend on His guidance as He gets us through the day. So, very good prayer. And look, it's written by St. Augustine, a doctor of the church, somebody who knows what he's talking about. It's a great prayer. Hey, how are you doing today? Great to be with you. Now, as I look across the table here, I don't see Dave Parker today. I'm seeing a familiar face, but it's not Dave. Frank Eliason's with me today.
Lucky you.
Yeah. Hey, Dave hurt his knee.
He did. You know, that's what happens when you're bouncing around.
Yes. Are you going to go there? You know
he's listening.
I know he is.
He probably
expects it. All right, Frank, I'll let you take the lead on this one.
No, we'll just leave it at that. Let people's imagination. But yes, he likes to act like Tigger sometimes and bounce around.
But Dave, I know you're listening, brother. I hope you get better soon. I was keeping in my prayers today. I would ask everybody to keep Dave in your prayers today. He hurt his knee. It was getting worse throughout the week, and it's best that he keep off of it for a little while. So hopefully he'll be back with us Monday.
Exactly. So, you know, and he was a trooper all week.
He was
on it. And, you know, people don't even realize, you know, he's always here standing the whole entire time.
That's right.
And one of our realization that there was something wrong was he actually sat down.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so, you know, ultimately I'd much rather have a healthy Dave, then, Dave, rest up, you know, we're thinking of you, you're in our prayers.
That's right, brother. Frank, we got a great show today. We have two guests on the program today. We're going to kick it off, and I think you're going to like the topic of this first interview. We're going to have Father Jeff Kirby with us. He recently wrote an article called God Doesn't Need Empty Lip Service in Prayer. Right, I know, Frank, I know what you like. I think you're going to really enjoy this one. And the whole gist of the article is, well, Father, I'll flesh it out a little bit more when we get him on. What do I say when I pray? And he's going to make the point that it's okay to get angry with God because God wants honesty. A lot of times we're afraid to do that.
We're human. It's part of who we are.
That's right.
And, you know, you have to acknowledge it sometimes. So I think it's a fantastic topic to have.
Because that is a question that I've had and many people have had. Is it okay to get angry at God? And what you end up doing is holding back your feelings so you're not honest with Him. And any relationship needs honesty.
Exactly.
Right?
You know, it's what it's all about. And, you know, we have to actually have true conversations. Oh, we got a nice little message from Dave.
You know, what's he saying?
My phone lights up, and there's Dave. Hey, sounds good. You know, Dave, we're thinking of you, man.
Yeah. See, that's Dave Parker, even listening while he's at home. But we're going to keep this theme going of prayer, because last week on the show, we had Dan Burke with us, and he did. We started a segment about prayer, and Dan and I spoke after it. And Dan's a busy guy. Dan is the executive editor of EWTN's National Catholic Register. He runs the Avila Foundation. He's a spiritual, he gets involved in spiritual direction. He's a writer. He does so many things. But he said, Gary, I really felt that there was something special about that segment. Would you like to do a weekly segment?
And he's such a great guest.
He is.
And so, you know, just to not just the words, but his personality, every aspect of it. So, you know, this is topping off, though, an incredible week that you've had with guests. It's been just a fun week to listen to.
Yeah, we were blessed this week with the number of guests. And, okay, that leads me to the next point. You're going to be doing, you did something special for the Best Of show, which airs Saturday at noon.
Exactly. So every Saturday we have, usually we choose one show a week to be the Best Of, and we air it at Saturday at noon. that was a really difficult task to choose this week. And so, and we're not even through today yet.
Yeah.
But what I decided to do was take some of the interviews that we've had throughout the whole week. And so tomorrow at noon, if you missed any of the interviews this week, tomorrow at noon, we will have a compilation of the interviews from the week. And it really comes across really well. I think everybody's going to enjoy it. You know, because one of the beautiful parts to this show is the local and national guests, Gary, that you bring in. That, you know, it's that you go to this effort to find these guests, to contact them, to ask them to, if they would be a part of it. And, you know, now, and to listen to these shows or listen to these interviews, it's really becoming with the show a huge emphasis of the show.
Yeah.
And, you know, we want to make sure people do see it. And so it was fun to listen to that episode. Of course, I was listening to it over and over again as I was putting it together. But, you know, people will enjoy it. And I think if you missed anything this week, it will still have the music. But it has a number of interviews just from this week alone.
Right. And we're gonna try to do more of that going forward. We'll see what works. We'll see what works for you. And we'll continue to do that. Frank, I also want to point out that we do upload the podcast each night. So if somebody misses a podcast, spiritofthemorning.com is the place to go, right?
Exactly. You can download it, listen to it at your leisure, listen to it as you're driving around.
That's right. So it is there in case you miss it live or in case you know anybody who might like to listen to the show, but they're unable to catch it that early in the morning. They can listen at spiritinthemorning.com. Before I read the gospel, I want to share this email. I got an email yesterday from a gentleman named Chris, who is a regular listener to the program. This is a really special email. Frank, you haven't even seen this, so I want you to check this out. Here's what he said. Thursday morning greetings to you, Gary, today on the special feast of the presentation of the Lord, wishing you and your family, as well as that of your friend and sidekick, Dave Parker and family, a very blessed and happy feast day. And Chris went on to say, it's always a blessing to you and Dave early in the morning on Holy Spirit Radio. And he also mentioned that it was an added blessing to listen to my personal testimony on Teresa Tomeo's show, which is really cool because obviously he's a listener of Holy Spirit Radio. And not only does he listen to Spirit in the Morning, he keeps his dial tuned here. He listens to Catholic Connection, right? And he went on to say, you and your friend Dave inspire me each day to keep doing good works on a daily basis, which my heart is now set upon doing. And that includes daily morning mass over at St. Christopher's on Proctor Road, which, by the way, I pass on my drive home each day, which always gets my day off to a good start. Your friend, Chris. Frank, that's what this is all about.
It is. It is. And, you know, since we came together, we talk all the time about, you know, the works of mercy and yep. doing and, you know, being out there and ways that people can do it. And I think that to me is what this whole evangelization is about. And so, you know, to get emails like that is extraordinarily special. It's why the station was founded in the first place.
That's right. And we want to continue to do that. We want to continue to inspire you not to just feel good. We want to make you feel good, but we want to get you motivated to go out and share the good news. And obviously, Chris is doing that.
Exactly. And there's tremendous ways to do it, and sometimes simplistic.
That's right.
Sometimes it's just putting a bumper sticker on your car.
Yeah, right.
You know, little things like that. Or, you know, or just, you know, letting people know to listen if they don't know. You know, that's an easy way where you don't have to get caught up in all the aspects of the evangelization.
That's right.
Lead them to it. And there's many other avenues. It's not just Holy Spirit Radio. It's the Bible. It's, you know, good writing online. You know, there's a lot of different means that can help bring people to the faith. Because as I look at the world, I think there's a loss of faith that has caused so many issues. But, you know, we try and keep the show on the upbeat, not the downbeat. So
that's right.
You know, but ultimately, I think as people find faith, it would improve so much for us.
And I've said this before, and I'll say it again, my conversion, the reason I became so close to the Lord, has to do a great deal with Holy Spirit Radio. I was a listener. I was a listener before I was on the air here, and that drew me in. And as I heard some of these programs, I remember listening to Mark Houck and the Kingsmen years ago when I was lukewarm, and I said, this guy sounds pretty nice. Maybe I should try some of this, and that inspired me. So this station is a big part of my spiritual life.
Well, I think you should follow what Deacon Rich did. So Rich went from an atheist, and now he's a deacon.
Wow.
And a chunk of that was due to the station.
That's a great example.
You know, I think you should consider the diaconate program.
Okay.
And, Vocation Hour later on today. Hey, you can listen to that.
And let's talk about that. And by the way, I have considered that, and we could talk about that one day. That's in one of my books. That's true. I thought I was being called to be a permanent deacon years ago, and nothing worked out. So I don't think that's where the Lord wants me at the moment. And now I'm an old guy, Frank. I don't think they want me. Hey, I do want to mention that. Vocation Hour later on today, 4 p.m.
That
on Holy
correct.
Spirit Radio with Father Stephen DeLacy.
Yep.
So we do have many, many good programs, including the EWTN programs, including some great local shows.
On the weekend, we have, you know, La Voz de Dios, a Spanish show, you know, 4 o'clock. We also have, on Sunday, we also have Częstochowa puts together a show.
Nice.
And we put that together, and that's, you know, every Sunday as well. You know, so there's a lot of different things, not just the shows that you think about or, you know, maybe traditional to your listening pleasure.
And keep your dial tuned to Holy Spirit Radio. If you have a dial, I realize most people don't have dials anymore, but keep listening to Holy Spirit Radio. See, I told you I'm old, Frank. I think it's time for the gospel. Let's do the gospel. Today's gospel from Daily Mass comes from Mark chapter 6, verses 14 through 29. King Herod heard about Jesus, for his fame had become widespread. And people were saying, John the Baptist has been raised from the dead. That is why mighty powers are at work in him. Others were saying he is Elijah. Still others, he is a prophet like any of the prophets. But when Herod learned of it, he said, it is John whom I beheaded. He has been raised up. Herod was the one who had John arrested and bound in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, whom he had married. John had said to Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. Herodias harbored a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, but was unable to do so. Herod feared John, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man, and kept him in custody. When he heard him speak, he was very much perplexed, yet he liked to listen to him. Herodias had an opportunity one day when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers, his military officers, and the leading men of Galilee. Herodias' own daughter came in and performed a dance that night, delighting Herod and his guests. The king said to the girl, ask of me whatever you wish, and I will grant it to you. He even swore many things to her. I will grant you whatever you ask of me, even half of my kingdom. She went out and said to her mother, what shall I ask for? Her mother replied, the head of John the Baptist. The girl hurried back to the king's presence and made her request. I want you to give me at once, on a platter, the head of John the Baptist. The king was deeply distressed, but because of his oaths to the guests, he didn't wish to break his word to her, so he promptly dispatched an executioner with orders to bring back the head of John the Baptist. He went off and beheaded him in the prison. He brought in the girl, he brought in the head on a platter and gave it to the girl. The girl in turn gave it to her mother. When the disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. Frank, that is a tough gospel today. You know,
how do you keep it positive after that?
You know what it is here? But the message, yeah. The message the Lord has for us, if you go out and spread the good news, expect persecution.
Mm-hmm.
John the Baptist was a good man, and John the Baptist literally lost his head because of it.
And how often do we try to kind of escape that? I mean, you know, in this world, we have all this negativity. I'll be the first to admit, I don't always speak up.
Me too.
And, you know, I try to avoid it in many ways. So I think you could take that in the world that we're in.
That's right. So keep that in mind today. Go out and share the good news in some way. Try to do it in a positive way. But look, when people aren't happy about it, it happened to John, it happened to Jesus, and it'll probably be happening to you. Ask the Lord to help you, to give you the strength to continue to spread the good news, even though it's a dark place in the world sometimes. Right now, in Spirit in the Morning, it's 7:14. When we come back, Father Jeff Kirby, we're going to be talking about prayer. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for February 3rd. Today we celebrate Saint Blaise. Devotion to today's saint is more real than many of the stories about him. For Catholics who have had their throats blessed on the feast of Saint Blaise, the 4th century bishop is a source of consolation. Born in Armenia, Blaise became a bishop. Life was difficult for him and his flock. Religious persecution still raged, and Blaise himself was forced to flee to the countryside. There he lived as a hermit in solitude and prayer, making friends with the wild animals. According to legend, one day a group of hunters stumbled upon his cave and found the bishop kneeling in prayer as wolves, lions, and bears patiently waited for him to finish. As the hunters prepared to take him off to prison, a mother came with her young son who had a fishbone lodged in his throat. At Blaise's command, the child coughed up the bone. Another account has the mother bringing the bishop food and candles while he was in prison. We do know that Blaise met a violent death around the year 316. Challenged to sacrifice to pagan idols, he refused and was beaten, tortured, and finally beheaded. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Good, Good Father by Chris Tomlin. That song is such a great reminder that our Father in heaven loves us and he wants to give us good things. You know, that's a very, very powerful thought, something I need to keep in mind. He wants to give us spiritual gifts every day if only we ask for them. You know, just continue to think of him that way. He loves us, so even when the bad things happen in life, remember that somehow, even if we don't understand it, that's an expression of God's love for us. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. I'm excited today because we have a friend of mine, somebody who's been on the show before, does a great job, Father Jeffrey Kirby. He's a Catholic priest of the Diocese of Charleston, South Carolina. He shepherds two parishes in North Central South Carolina. You could follow him online at fatherkirby.com or on Twitter at Father Kirby. He has written books. He's a speaker. And he recently wrote an article that really touched me. The article was, God Doesn't Need Empty Lip Service in Prayer. I can't wait to talk about this. Father Kirby, good morning.
Good morning, Gary.
Thanks for coming on the show. Father, I love the article. You know why I love it? Because one of the most popular questions that I hear, and one that I've wrestled with myself, is when I pray, what do I say? How do I know if I'm praying the right way?
Absolutely, Gary. And I know we've actually talked about this in person when we've spoken together at conferences. And I put it in the article because, as you say, with yourself, so myself, people are hesitant about approaching prayer because they say, what am I supposed to say? The only bad prayer is the one you don't pray.
Yes.
And the best prayer is the one you are praying. So, you know, you're speaking to your loving Father and relax. And just talk.
Father, let's talk about this for a minute, because I brought this question up to my spiritual director. I feel guilty when I get angry at God, but it's something that happens because things happen in my life sometimes that don't please me or that I don't understand. And I want to question him, I want to complain, but then I feel guilty. Is it okay to complain to God?
Absolutely. In fact, the first recorded prayer we have of our great patriarch, Abraham, who is the spiritual father of all Christian Muslims and Jews, the first prayer we have is Abraham's actually complaining to God. He says, look, I've left my homeland. I've come here. I've done what you said. Why don't I have a son? And in the biblical account, God does not discipline him or correct him for complaining. In fact, God welcomes it. Welcomes the complaining, the transparency. And I've often said, you know, if you don't know how to pray, you're not sure what to say, do what fallen humanity does best and complain. You know?
Yes. And
the good thing about that is, you know, we only complain to people that we know care about us.
Right.
I don't go to someone that doesn't like me or someone who criticizes me to complain. You know?
Yeah.
I go to friends or close family members to complain. And so in prayer, when we complain, someone says, well, I feel guilty or something. Mm-hmm. Don't. Like, you're speaking to your loving Father. Like, you complain, it shows an aspect of trust, of intimacy, you know, and God will guide our prayer. I don't, you know, the scriptures tell us we don't know how to pray as we ought.
Right.
And if we start praying, the Holy Spirit will teach us prayer.
With that in mind, what would you say are some of the benefits of being open with God, of complaining, if you will, of telling him what's on our heart? What are the benefits? Because he knows everything anyway. Can that still help us?
Absolutely. Because, you know, so oftentimes we approach prayer when we're worried about, can prayer change other things?
Mm-hmm.
And we forget that prayer can also change us. And when we're open with God, you know, if we sit down and we give, you know, just you know, pious platitudes to God and so on, well, you know, then we've never opened our heart. And there can be an aspect of anger or resentment or, you know, just repression, you know.
Yeah.
You know? And well, we're open with him with saying, I don't understand this. You know, I thought you would have made this easier. I thought you would have, you know, come through on this and so on. You know, when we're open, imitating Abraham and all the holy ones, I mean, read the prophets in the scriptures. I mean, they are constantly mm-hmm. you know, complaining and opening their hearts to God. When we do that, God's grace can change us. Mm-hmm. Because we're being transparent, sincere. We are actually praying from our heart. And the Holy Spirit can work powerful things.
And it's also going to make for a better relationship. If we're honest with him, it'll help our relationship to grow with it, which is really what prayer is all about. It's a relationship with God, correct?
Yes, absolutely, because then God is not the stranger who's outside, who's, quote, not helping, as opposed to the intimate who's with me, helping me to get through whatever this might be. Mm. So absolutely, it strengthens the relationship, the intimacy, the level of trust. You know, God ceases to be stranger, becomes true friend, companion, confidant.
And that is so important. God doesn't need empty lip service in prayer by Father Jeffrey Kirby. I'm going to have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Father, you always do such a great job helping us grow closer to the Lord. I thank you for coming on the program. I'd definitely love to get you back on again. Before you go, could you give us your blessing?
Absolutely. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Father. And to follow you online, the best place is fatherkirby.com. Is that correct?
That's it. Yep, you got it.
And you're also very active on Twitter, so that would be at Father Kirby, right?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Excellent.
Great. Thanks, Gary.
You do such a great job, Father. Thank you for all you do. I appreciate it.
Likewise. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Father Jeffrey Kirby, thank you so much for joining us to talk about what a great concept. And I love getting concepts like that out there, because a lot of times we're afraid. We're afraid to approach God and be honest with him. Like when I go out and I talk about overcoming anxiety, I always tell people, tell him you don't trust him. But, oh, that feels weird. Well, guess what? He knows it anyway. If you're worried, he knows you don't trust you. So be open with God, and you will see great things happen in terms of your relationship with him. And again, I will have that article written by Father Jeff Kirby linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Thank you so much for listening to the program. When we come back from the next break, we're going to get Dan Burke on the line with us, and he's going to help us go into the deep to get deeper in our relationship with the Lord through prayer. You don't want to miss that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. President Donald Trump says he'll work to get rid of and totally destroy an IRS provision that bars churches and other tax-exempt organizations from supporting or opposing political candidates. At yesterday's National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, Trump said elimination of what's known as the Johnson Amendment will, quote, allow our representatives of faith to speak freely and without fear of retribution, end quote. For many religious conservatives whose overwhelming support helped propel Trump to the White House, a more pressing issue they hope he will address is protection for faith-based charities, schools, and ministries who morally object to things like the redefinition of marriage and abortion. In his speech, Trump said, quote, "My administration will do everything in its power to defend and protect religious liberty in our land," end quote. Meanwhile, today could be the day President Trump makes Iran an economic target following a ballistic missile test. Up to 24 Iranian individuals, companies, and possibly government agencies could be hit with sanctions as part of the move. Officials and others with knowledge of the decision said they weren't authorized to discuss the unannounced sanctions publicly and insisted on anonymity. The give and take on settlements has switched back to the Israelis after a White House statement suggesting that newer expanded settlements beyond current borders may not be helpful in a Mideast peace process. The group representing Israeli settlers is downplaying the statement and says it's looking forward to working with the Trump administration. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
If you ever need home care or companionship service, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433. Angel Army provides compassionate and loving care to those who want independence and the comfort of their home. Angel Army serves Bucks County, Montgomery County, and the Philadelphia area, and can be reached at 215-805-8433.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Jonathan Jackson and his band E Nation want to change the world for the better. For instance, they support the organization Not For Sale, which rescues and rehabilitates victims of human trafficking. In addition, their song A Faraway Reality was inspired by the hellish situation for Christians being persecuted in Syria. Several years ago, Jonathan met an Orthodox Christian monk from Mount Athos in Greece who told him about the conflict. Heartbroken by the suffering he was hearing about, Jonathan wanted to express the victims' stories artistically to raise awareness. Jonathan and E Nation demonstrate that music can be fun while also serving a higher purpose. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
Giants Fall by Francesca Battistelli. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning, currently at the Philadelphia International Airport. It's a chilly 29 degrees. Last week, we had Dan Burke on the show. Dan Burke is an author. He's a frequent speaker on the topic of Catholic spirituality. He's the director, the executive director of EWTN's National Catholic Register, and he is also the president of the Avila Institute for Spiritual Formation and the creator of Divine Intimacy Radio and SpiritualDirection.com. He's a really busy guy, and he knows a lot about prayer. We did this segment last week, and Dan and I talked off the air, And he graciously volunteered to make this a weekly, depending on his availability, segment. We're going to call it Into the Deep, to help us to get closer to God in prayer. And I'm so excited that he's back with us today. Dan Burke, good morning, Dan. How are you, brother?
Good. It's great to be with you again, Gary. Great to join your audience. Now, you are all, what's the extent of your reach there? Is it all in Philadelphia?
Yeah, we are Philadelphia, Southern New Jersey, and Delaware. Plus, we stream online, TuneIn Radio. So people listen to us from around the country, which is really cool.
So there's a lot of good, got a lot of good humans up there in Philadelphia, aren't there?
That's right. Sometimes we get a bad rap, but I think we're a good bunch up here, Dan.
I really enjoyed the world meeting of families. Everybody I met was fantastic.
That's right. It was great to, catch up with you over at the world meeting of families.
Yeah, what an event.
It was. Hey, Dan, listen, so we talked last time about prayer. And I'm so excited about this because one of my visions with this show was to really help the listeners grow closer to Christ. And, you know, it's funny. I find myself, through the guests and through some of the things we do on the show, growing closer to Christ. And it's helping my prayer life. So this is a great thing. But your segment about prayer, I think that's so important. And I want to get into this, and I want to keep it simple. But I need to talk about something we discussed last time. As we were discussing prayer, you mentioned 2 hours a day. 2 hours a day of prayer, that's what you do personally. And then we talked about it afterward, and I thought, you commented, you know, we need to talk about that a little bit more because somebody's going to hear that and say, wait a minute, 2 hours, I can't do that. If you could you talk a little bit more about the amount of time that we should be praying or what we should start with if we're not used to praying?
Yeah, I mean, my mouth was running ahead of my brain when I said that. There's a danger of spiritual pride when you talk about your own interior life. But the other is really that it could be discouraging to people mm-hmm. because they're thinking, that's impossible. And, you know, I did say that I'm extraordinarily busy mm-hmm. and I can do it. But I don't make that claim based on some superhuman ability on my part. What it really is about, and you know this, is that when you say God, you say yes to God minute by minute, you know, and that those minutes grow. And you learn to orient your life to a life of prayer. You see the fruits, you're encouraged. It just creates this, what I would call a cycle of virtue. So for me, I came to Christ around 1988 or so and worked very diligently in my faith as a Protestant. I became Catholic in 2005 and had a kind of another renewal, a burst. But I've been working at it for a long, long time, very consistently. And, you know, if your listeners are only, let's say, not, they don't have a practice of mental prayer and they pick up my book, Into the Deep, and want to start. You know, we're not suggesting that anyone start it an hour a day or even a half hour. But if you can give 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and develop a regular habit of just that block of time, making it sacred just for God, I can tell you that going from zero to five will cause the angels in heaven to rejoice.
Wow. That's such a good point, and I'm glad we got a chance to talk about that. So 5 minutes is a great starting point, and I think somebody out there listening right now is saying, you know what, I can do 5 minutes a day, and I can commit to 5 minutes a day. And we're going to talk more about this, Dan, in the weeks to come, the specifics of how we can really beef up our prayer life. This book, Into the Deep, I highly recommend it. It is a very readable book, and it's one of these powerful books. I couldn't put it down. I read it overnight. And I highly recommend it. In the book, Dan, you mentioned, and this is the selling point, I think, for somebody who really views prayer as, I need to say these things. This is my obligation. It's a chore. And a lot of us view it that way, or we have at one time or another. You point out in the book, and I love this, you said, if your heart is restless like mine, there is a path to peace and joy available to you. This path can only be found in and through prayer. Dan, could you talk about that?
Well, I mean, you know, we're made for God, right? Yep. This is a reflection on St. Augustine's quote, our hearts are restless until they're until we rest in thee. So we're made for him was the preceding part of that passage. And that means that we cannot be satisfied by anything in this life, and that the yearning and the longing we have, the longing we focus on before Advent every year, that yearning and that longing is for heaven, and so we can fill it with things of the world. Mm-hmm. But it'll never satisfy, and it will actually destroy our peace and destroy our lives. But when we begin to say no to the world and yes to God, we begin to find some measure of peace. Now, this life is tough, so mm-hmm. it doesn't all resolve until we see him face to face. But in this life, he has promised us peace, and he's given us a path to peace. And that path is when we pursue him in prayer. And there are graces that can only come, you know, and I think this peace really can only come through intimacy with the Lord and spending time in prayer with him and allowing him to pour out his graces upon us so that we can know what it means to be a light on the hill, to be to have joy in this challenging existence of our humanity.
Dan, I'm pretty sure that ears just perked up all around the Delaware Valley, because when you promise peace, there are a lot of people out there looking for peace and joy. I know that as somebody who's always struggled with anxiety. And I agree with you. Talking to the Lord, that intimacy with the Lord, and he can be a friend. A lot of times people don't realize that. He can be the best friend you've ever had. That peace comes from that dialogue. Let me ask you something, another point you make in your book. The desire to pray. I feel I should be praying more. I feel I should be devoting more time to prayer. Where's that desire coming from?
Well, it's similar to the previous answer, in that if you look at the beginning of the Catechism, it reveals that from the beginning of our creation, God has called us in to converse with him. That is an exact quote from the early section of the Catechism. He's called us to converse, and so it is actually inherent in our design to want union with God, just like it's inherent and our design for a man and a woman called to marriage to want union with his spouse, or a wife to want union with her husband. It is something that compels us and drives us, and that drive, again, can be satisfied by things that are destructive to our souls. Mm-hmm. But when we yield in that drive and engage in the battle to say yes to that drive, because it is hard, we'll find the fulfillment of that desire in prayer.
And I want to explore more with you in the weeks to come some specifics, specifically what you talk about in this book, Into the Deep, about how we can really put into practice this prayer life. But today, we threw out the five-minute number. If somebody wants to begin praying today, how would you recommend they start for now?
Well, one, make a solemn commitment to God. I talk about that in the book. Mm-hmm. Make it firm and make it sacred. Just like the altar in the church is not used for anything else, say to the Lord, I want to give you 6:30 to 6:35, okay, and I'm not going to use it for anything else. And yep, if you do, take it to confession, because you're making that commitment. Wow. That's number one. Number two, just pick, you know, a vocal prayer that you like if you've never prayed mental prayer, or pick up Into the Deep and make a commitment to read that for that 5 minutes over the next week or so, and that'll begin to help you build that habit of showing up and dedicating that sacred time to the Lord. Or you can begin with simply saying the Our Father and a Hail Mary or two as a beginning, a vocal prayer, if you're more comfortable. The key is you have to get your body and your mind used to a change in your schedule. And you have to get it used to doing something different than it normally did, and get that pattern in place over about 21 days to 21 to 30 days is what it takes to solidify that time. And then learn about prayer, read about it, and you can figure out how you can begin a practice of mental prayer. And maybe after that, you'll want to increase it to 10 minutes or whatever. But it's really tough at the beginning. Mm-hmm. So don't be discouraged. Just make a commitment. Find an accountable friend called Gary Zimak.
That's right.
And ask him if he'll hold you accountable and get moving.
That's right. Dan, we have about 30 seconds left. If our listeners want to get a copy of Into the Deep or possibly follow you online, some of the great work you're doing, where is the best place to do that?
spiritualdirection.com is the best place. If you want more into the deep info, go to spiritualdirection.com/pray.
Wonderful. Dan, I want to thank you. I look forward to this Into the Deep segment. We're going to go really into the deep in the weeks to come. Sound good, brother?
Sounds fantastic, Gary.
All right. Thank you for your time. God bless you. Dan Burke from EWTN's National Catholic Register, and he's also the president of the Avila Institute for Spiritual Formation. Dan Burke's a great guy. Check him out online, spiritualdirection.com. When we come back, it's time for the Be Not Afraid Bible Verse. Stay tuned.
Love is what we come here for. This is why we stay.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit, spirit, spirit in the morning with Gary Simak.
One voice in the dark, a song that lights up the stars. Sovereign in power, who speaks with thunder and fire. One Lord, one King. There is no other that can compare to you. You are the one alone in greatness, the one who never changed. Jesus, you are the
God, that's Stephen Curtis Chapman. What a great message. Thank you for listening to Spirit in the Morning. And my thanks to Father Jeff Kirby and to Dan Burke for joining us on the show today to talk about prayer. I want to give you a quick look at the forecast currently at the Philadelphia International Airport. 29 degrees. Today it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 36. Tonight mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming clearer with a low around 21. Saturday sunny with a high near 34. At the moment in Malvern, it's 23 degrees. In Quakertown, 23 degrees. And in Willow Grove, it's a little bit warmer at 28 degrees. Your Be Not Afraid Bible verse, which we bring to you each day at 7:50, your Be Not Afraid Bible verse for today is this, Hebrews 12:7. Endure your trials as discipline. God treats you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? He loves you, right? He's going to discipline you. Doesn't mean you have to like it, but concentrate on the idea that God's your father and he loves you. If that's the case, anything that happens to you, even if it's not pleasant, it's for your benefit. That's our Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day from Hebrews 12:7. All these verses come from my new book, Stop Worrying and Start Living. You can find out more about the book at my website, followingthetruth.com. And you can check out the Bible verse that we just covered, the gospel reading for today, all of our songs, they're going to be found at spiritinthemorning.com. All right, Frank, you have something you want to talk about. We just got a picture of an event that's taking place right now.
I have to get a message out there. You know, Robin, you have to let people have the waffles. So anyway, I've received this text picture. It's my daughter. Uh-huh. You were kind enough to sing happy birthday to her earlier
great.
In the week.
We love Robin.
She's
here
a trip.
At the show.
That being said, every Friday, it's a kind of a tradition that we have going on. Their grandparents come over the night before, spend the night, and actually they wake up and they have waffles. Mm. Their grandfather makes them waffles every Friday morning. And so, you know, they're having the waffles. The picture is waffles all around her, and she's hoarding them. Now, I get it. I love the waffles. I never get the waffles.
No, you don't, because you're here.
That's right. And she's, so anyway, Robin, do it for God. Just do it for someone. Just give up some of the waffles because, you know, Gramps has made them for everybody. And save some for me, too.
That's right. I think we need to put that picture on spiritinthemorning.com. Can we
absolutely,
do that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you can see this picture. That's classic. Oh, great. That's great. Hey, my daughter Elizabeth just texted, send over some waffles for me, please. And now I feel like waffles, too. Maybe after the show, go out for some waffles. Hey, Frank, we have to talk Super Bowl for a minute here because it is Super Bowl weekend. You and I were talking before the show. My pick is, and again, I don't really have a horse in the race. I don't want to say I'm for Atlanta, but I'm against New England. How about that?
It seems to be a theme because, you know, I didn't really want to offer a pick. I'm not the one who does the picks around here. That's
right.
Dave. So I texted Dave and said, well, what is your pick? And his pick's Atlanta, which was also my pick as well. But for my similar reasons for you that you have, you know, I love when a different team has the opportunity
yes.
to win. And one of the New England's been a great team and has mm-hmm. won a number of championships. But I'm going to root for the team that hasn't won as many. You know, it just feels right to me to cheer someone on and hope that they win.
So we'll see how that plays out. I feel the same way, but I have this feeling New England's going to win again.
Exactly.
Because that's what they do.
And when the oddest thing is, I really haven't been as much into football in recent years.
Right.
And so I'm not as overly excited. I don't know why. It's not a message of, like, you know, a lot of messages out there about safety and all this stuff. It's mm-hmm. not even about that. I just haven't been enjoying it as much.
Mm.
And so, I'm not really sure how I feel about it. Maybe it's because the Eagles had a bad year. That could be it.
Seems like football season ended a long time ago here in Philadelphia. It's a distant memory.
Exactly.
It's a distant memory. Well, we'll see. It should be interesting to see how it plays out. While we have a minute, I want to point out what's coming up next week on Spirit in the Morning. Monday, we'll be joined by Mark Poletino from the Malvern Retreat House. He joins us each month to talk about what's going on at Malvern. We'll also have on with us Kevin Vost as we continue our walk through the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Tuesday, Eustace Mita will join us to talk about Man Up Philly. He's the head honcho for Man Up Philly.
I'm so looking forward to that event.
And we're going to be broadcasting live, a special Saturday edition, right? Spirit in the Morning, live from St. Joe's.
For a number of hours. It's going to be a multi-hour show. I think it's going to be fun to produce and, you know, get out there and, you know, the opportunity to have so many live guests because they're right there.
That's right.
And local guests. I mean, these are going to be some great Philadelphia religious leaders that will be at this event. So for those that can make it, they should try and be there.
And I believe the website is manupphilly.com. That's going to be on March the 4th. And so Eustace will be on Tuesday to talk about this. Also, Teresa Tamio will join us on Tuesday to give us a report on the March for Life. As you know, she was there in person. I asked her to come on to talk a little bit about it. Wednesday, very, very important show. Lisa Duffy, who has done a lot of work with divorced Catholics. This is a big topic. Lisa's going to share. She went through a very painful divorce herself. She's written numerous books. She's going to come on and talk directly to anyone affected by this. This is so powerful, and I'm really glad she can do this. Thursday, in studio, our own Mark Houck will be here.
Oh, Mark's going to be here.
That's right.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
That's right. Mark does a show. He's been doing a show for years.
Exactly. Kingsman.
The Kingsman Live, right?
That is correct.
Here. But he's going to wake up early and join us in studio.
It'd be interesting to see him that early in the morning.
Well, we hope to have him with us. So I'm excited about that. Mark will be here on Thursday. And then Friday, we'll have a doubleheader. Tony Agnese, who's been with us before. Great storyteller, blogger, podcaster. He's going to join us, as well as Dan Burke with the Into the Deep segment. So another good week.
You've been doing a great job in aligning these guests. And, you know, it's such an interesting mix because we always have these mix of local and national guests every week.
And we're going to continue that.
And I think that really makes the show extraordinarily powerful.
That's right. We will continue that coming up in the weeks to come. Sister Ann Shields will be here.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that one.
As well, yeah, as well as Jimmy Akin from Catholic Answers.
Oh, wow.
So we got lots of people coming up. Keep listening to Spirit in the Morning and tell your friends about us. Let's conclude with prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, fill our hearts with your love as morning fills the sky. By living your law, may we have your peace in this life and endless joy in the life to come. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Don't forget the special compilation best of edition of Spirit in the Morning Saturday at 12 noon. You don't want to miss that, right?
It's a lot of fun to get these interviews all in one place. You know, the Jeanette interview was fabulous.
Yeah.
Dr. Colleen Mast.
Wasn't she great?
Fun.
Yeah.
She was so much
fun. She is a fun person. We got to hang out with her in Birmingham a little bit.
And Dr. Wright, he's not as awake as I thought he'd be in the morning. But, you know, it's great. And so it's just an incredible week. Nice job, Gary.
Thank you for joining us. Frank, thanks for sitting in with me today. It was great to have you.
And Dave, get better.
Yes, Dave, get better. We need you, brother. And thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you go today, God's with you. Turn around and say hi. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless you.